Coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting the death of an infamous killer.
I'm a convict. I'm an outlaw. I'm a rebel. I'm not a Sunday school teacher.
Charles Manson, one of the most notorious serial killers in U.S. history, died late Sunday at the age of 83. After 4.5 decades in prison, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation reporting he died of natural causes. Manson and six of his associates were jailed in 1971 for a series of 7 grisly murders in the Los Angeles area over 2 nights in 1969.
I never told anybody to do anything other than what they wanted to do.
The murders were supposedly inspired by the Beatles song Helter Skelter. Manson's most well-known victim was the 26-year-old American actress Sharon Tate, who was 8.5 months pregnant when she was stabbed to death by the Manson gang at the home she shared with film director husband Roman Polanski. Manson himself had been denied parole 12 times. At least 3 other Manson associates have been paroled after serving time for crimes linked to Manson. Iraq's top court ruled Monday that a Kurdish independence referendum was unconstitutional. A court said the decision should cancel the results of the vote in which an overwhelming majority of those who participated supported independence. Iraq's central government has repeatedly made known it saw the vote as illegal, and the Supreme Court ruled last week that no region was allowed to secede. Kurdish authorities accepted the earlier ruling, saying it represented a starting point for inclusive dialogue between the two sides to resolve their differences. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe,